This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of the standout conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. These interviews feature some of the most compelling voices in media and marketing, exploring the trends shaping the future. You can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel, but we've selected this one just for you on the podcast feed. Thanks for listening. Hey, we're back in the C-Space studio here at CES 2026. I am James Kotecki, and I'm so happy to be here with Autodesk's Chief Marketing Officer, Dara Treseder. Welcome to C-Space. Welcome to the C-Space studio in CES 2026.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Great way to start the year.
Absolutely. And tell us about Autodesk. I feel like you're one of those brands that, like, people who know you and really use you, but, like, tell us about the definition that you have of the brand here at the beginning of 2026.
So Autodesk, our software is used to design and make anything, whether it's buildings we live and work in, products we use and enjoy, like many of the products actually that are being showcased at CES are designed and made with Autodesk, or movies and games that entertain us. So if you're trying to design or make anything, you're probably using one of our software to do it.
So it's physical and digital elements.
Physical and digital, absolutely.
Okay. So then how do you...
Blending and merging the digital and physical world.
So that is, there's a lot of different people that you want to talk to then as the chief marketing officer. It's a kind of a wide range of, how do you...
There's almost no one I don't want to talk to, you know?
How do you frame up and approach that job and think about that from a messaging perspective?
Absolutely. Well, I think what is interesting is that we get to talk to a lot of people, but we also get to be very focused in what we're saying to each group.
Yeah.
So there's never a dull moment.
Yes.
Because we are really focused on making sure that our customers understand how our software can help them solve some of the toughest problems in the world, right? Whether it's around sustainability, resiliency, improving productivity, addressing supply chain issues, making the latest blockbuster, you name it, our software is there to help. So it's fun for us to be able to talk about things in a broader context, but also be really focused on the specific needs of our customers.
So what's your message here at the beginning of 2026 at CES?
Our message is, honestly, if you're trying to design and make anything, we're here to help you. And specifically people that are focused around consumer products.
Yeah.
One of our software, Autodesk Fusion, which is actually our design and manufacturing industry cloud, is being showcased here, and it's been exciting. I actually was on the floor with some of our customers and prospects who were excited to see, practically speaking, how AI can go from this sort of digital world into the physical world. And a lot of customers are using Autodesk Fusion and our AI software to help make the next best consumer products.
So then tell me how AI shows up here. There's so many different ways to define AI and so many different ways to frame it up, but tell me about how that shows up in the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so essentially Autodesk AI helps with three main things, right? It helps with augmenting human creativity. So humans are still our designers, engineers, you know, creators. They're very much in the driver's seat, but AI helps them so that they can focus on the more creative, strategic aspects of the job. Also, you're sitting on a mountain of data. So AI helps with analyzing that data to help make smarter decisions and also make smarter decisions earlier in the process. So their innovation doesn't happen in isolation, but it happens across the entire life cycle. And AI also helps, you know, it helps our customers with automating those redundant tasks, right? Those repetitive tasks so that they can really spend the time focusing on making even better products for their customers.
And when it comes to looking at that mountain of data that you mentioned, can your system be relatively proactive? Like, hey, earlier in the process,
absolutely,
you might want to think about this because of that.
Absolutely, it's more proactive, it's signaling early, and it's also helping to ensure that that work is not happening only in one aspect, but it's happening across everything, all the way from ideation to operations.
Yeah, and do you define that as agentic, or do you use the term agentic in how you talk about the AI that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely have, there's AI agents that are part of our platform solution offering. And I think, you know, what we're gonna see increasingly is teams are made up of not just humans, but also the AI agents on the teams that are helping to, especially with some of those repetitive tasks, so that the humans are focused on the more strategic aspects of the work.
really curious about how generative AI comes in on the visual side of what you're doing. So if I'm thinking about software to design physical products, which is part of what you're talking about, I'm imagining visualizations, right? 2D, 3D visualizations. And I think many people will be familiar with going onto an LLM and creating like a goofy photo or video that doesn't look quite right, but it doesn't matter because I'm just sending it to my buddies and who cares. But when you're talking about putting something into the physical world, how do you incorporate generative AI into that process where hallucination or otherwise just kind of funny mistake is actually a serious issue?
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that, you know, I think Autodesk does really, really well, is that precision is so important. And so when we think about how our customers are utilizing generative AI in this aspect, it's helping take, you know, whatever prompt you're putting in. But it's not just acting on the prompt in isolation.
Yeah.
Right? There's really the space for human intervention to make sure that whatever is being produced is truly precise, because you can't make mistakes in the real world, right? In the physical world. So actually our AI allows you to try things out and test things out in the digital world so that you get it right in the real world.
As a marketer, as we said, you have a challenge and an opportunity to talk to so many different people. How do you see consumer attention patterns right now evolving and changing as we head into the next year?
You know, I think that consumers, there's a lot of slop out there.
Yes.
And so consumers right now, they do not want friction, and they don't want anything that is inauthentic. So they can kind of see through inauthenticity and friction.
Yeah.
And so our job is to really create a seamless journey for our customers, bridging all of the experiences. Yeah. So removing as much friction as possible and then being as authentic as possible. Just keeping it real, keeping it simple. And authenticity allows you to surface up, because I like to say AI is raising the floor, but it's actually human ingenuity that's going to raise the ceiling. So if you're just doing what everyone else is doing and just putting out undifferentiated work in the market, you're not necessarily going to get more attention. More isn't always more. Sometimes less is more.
You know, it strikes me that you have a really powerful product or set of products, and what you're trying to do as a marketer is still make that friendly, still make that authentic, and still make that accessible. And that it all kind of rounds up to trust, right? It's how do you build someone's trust to be able to use something like Autodesk? And is trust a word that kind of guides the process of how you're thinking about
Autodesk? Absolutely. We are so focused on being a trusted partner to our customers. If you think about it, there's so much change happening, and our job is to help our customers navigate that change, right? Navigate the challenge, but also make the most of the opportunities that are in front of them. And so trust is at the very heart of what we do. And you know, trust is one of those things that's earned in drops, but lost in buckets. So we're really focused on being as transparent as possible with our customers. In fact, we have these, we call them transparency AI cards. They're almost like nutrient cards, right? If you're buying something at the store, you can look at it and say, oh, this has got, you know, how many grams of protein, how many carbs? We have that for our AI. So we have these transparency cards that allow you to understand what is the AI that you're utilizing, what's in it, and how can you utilize it. So that continued transparency, I think, is something that we're really leaning into to ensure that we're building trust with our customers.
500 grams of training.
Exactly.
Data, whatever it is. So I want to ask you about sustainability, which is always an important topic here at CES. Are there, I mean, it's interesting probably because you sit at, you can probably look at the different things that people are using Autodesk to do and see maybe different trends in the sustainability space when it comes to technology. What are the trends that you're seeing there?
So I think one of the biggest trends, and we're seeing this across our customers, but even as I've been walking the floor, talking with so many people here at CES, there is an increasing desire for customers to understand how is something designed and made? And is this being designed and made in a way that makes the world a better place? Mm-hmm. That is something that customers deeply care about. I think there was an era where people just cared about what's being made and how cheap is it.
Yeah.
But now people actually want to know, how is it being made? How is it being designed? That interest is so deep. And so that's something that's really important to us. It's not just about designing and making things, but we feel a deep sense of responsibility. If things are going to be designed and made, how can we help our customers design and make it in a way that is better for the world?
And it's so interesting there, not only from a transparency perspective, but from your perspective, What a cool story that you can tell, right? If people care about how something is made and they care about process, then you can maybe do stories about how things are created in Autodesk, which I assume has a very large visual component, which is interesting then too.
That's a lot of what we do day in, day out, right? It's telling the story of the process, which again, not only helps us, but it's helping our customers. So that storytelling allows us to explain what Autodesk is, but most importantly, it puts our customers at the center of it all.
When I was a kid, it was Sesame Street and like how do crayons get made? And now we can actually see than the futuristic version of that. Does any of what you're doing feel like science fiction to you or to the customers that you have?
Yes, you know, it was interesting. I think that this idea of going from, you know, text, an image, a drawing to a functional 3D geometry, that feels like science fiction, right? Because I think it's one thing to say, oh, I'm going to put something in and get, you know, an image that doesn't really look like me. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to say, I'm going to put in something into this generative AI and I'm going to get a functional 3D geometry that I can actually create in the physical world. So that feels very much like science fiction. I'm a big fan of sci-fi. In fact, my favorite book is Red Rising.
Okay.
And a lot of it, you know, when they always talk about all this advanced technology of how things get made. And I think a lot about, I'm like, wow, we're actually doing this in the real world.
I've read that too. We can geek out over that later and like which colors of the society.
Exactly.
Most,
I know. Are you iron gold? Like what's going on?
Am I a purple, I guess, because I'm doing something creative? Or what are the interviewers in that society? Yeah. I don't know. Dara Treseder, Autodesk. Our time has come to an end, but I really appreciate that you gave me your time here today in the C-Space studio.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.